Over the past few months, 3,000 plus participants have been learning to build enterprise apps from Salesforce Developer Advocates and Trailhead as part of the ASEAN Developer Challenge. Everyone who registered and completed the program received a $200 Salesforce certification voucher, and 7 participants submitted apps that they built to be showcased at the Demo Day event organized by Salesforce to close out the program. Builders showcased their code. The Demo Day for the ASEAN Developer Challenge happened on October 28 at 10 a.m. Sargent. A recording of the event is now available. 7 participants from the ASEAN Developer Challenge showcased the apps they built to a panel of 3 members: Jawad Malik, Regional Sales Head; Ian Douglas, Senior Manager, Solution Engineering; and Satya Sekar, Salesforce Developer Advocate. Salesforce Developer Evangelist Terrence Lim hosted the event, and we had an opening speech by Robert Newell, VP of Solution Engineering at Salesforce. Here's a brief overview of the participants and their apps. Aries Brilla Ventura built an app for COVID-19 vaccine registration and monitoring. Aries is currently a Salesforce consultant at Simplis Philippines Incorporated. Aries named his app VaxSafe, a tool to help manage COVID-19 vaccinations. The app has a dashboard to provide an overview of the vaccination effort. Aries has used the account object to track municipalities. The app can be connected to systems outside Salesforce and can be used to track different vaccines. Team and schedule management are also included. From the panel, Jawad highlighted the relevance of VaxSafe in today's world and commented on how such an app could help other companies in their return-to-work strategies. Satya asked about the notifications that VaxSafe sends out. Ian touched upon the need for good security to protect the privacy and personal health data of the users of the app. Watch Aries' demo here. Aries shows how to schedule a vaccination appointment through his app, VaxSafe. Jesse Quirimit built a product catalog with unit allocation. Jesse is a Salesforce developer at VRP Consulting and has more than 10 years of experience. He started as a Java developer before making the switch to Salesforce development. Jesse created a product catalog for a hypothetical wholesale laptop seller who wanted to start selling in retail markets as well. His app involved MuleSoft integrations, as well as batch processing and upload of data. From the panel, Ian asked questions around data flexibility and data from other systems, while Satya probed how users at a store would use the app. The panel was impressed and delighted at the inclusion and use of MuleSoft for integrations. Watch Jesse's demo here. Rina is Naira C. ERA built an event management app. Rina studied at the Polytechnic University of the Philippines and has just started her career in the technology industry as a B2B sales and service cloud developer. She is currently an associate consultant at Simplis. Rina built an app that helps users schedule an event, manage attendees, and manage changes. From the panel, Ian asked questions exploring what inspired Rina to build this app. Rina replied that it was inspired by a project that she had done earlier, and that she envisions the app to go beyond events into scheduling and management of even more activities. Satya suggested adding a calendar for viewing the event schedule. Watch Rina's demo here. Rina showcases a list of events in her event management app. Christian Abellanosa built a shipment tracking system. Just like Rina, Christian is also new to the Salesforce ecosystem and works for Simplis Philippines. Christian created a shipment tracking system similar to UPS, FedEx, or DHL. His app generates tracking codes and even has a lightning component to show the shipment on a map. From the panel, Jawad was impressed that it took Christian only 3 days to build such a functional app, a testament to how powerful the Salesforce platform can be. Satya asked questions about automations for shipment tracking. Watch Christian's demo here. Christian shows how to track an order on his shipment tracking system. Lamin Kwan built a fitness app. Min Kwan currently works at Aerohigh Tech JSC as a Salesforce developer in Vietnam. He created an app that uses custom objects to store workouts and has leveraged features to automatically calculate stats like calories burned and workout time. The app would also eventually have capabilities to store information about workout music as well. From the panel, Jawad encouraged Min Kwan to look more into the gamification of the app. Satya dug into the reporting that the app could offer. Watch Min Kwan's demo here. Workout app with details about exercises like push-ups and mountain climbing. Win Montam built a technology park. Nguyen Mon Tham is a 25-year-old software engineer from Vietnam. Tham built a technology park that contained a wide variety of mobile phone models for import and export. He leveraged LWC to show the products in the app and had configured case creation and approval workflows. From the panel, Jawad and Ian were excited about extending the idea to corporate phones and device policies. It could potentially improve the overall employee experience. Watch Tham's demo here. The Technology Park app shows a list of mobile phones with the iPhone 13 highlighted on the right. Clyde Enrique A. Tham built a component to mass import data for the account object. Clyde has been a Salesforce developer since December 2018 and has deep technical knowledge around Apex, LWC, and Visualforce. He is a lead developer at Simplus and aspires to be a technical architect in the Salesforce ecosystem someday. Clyde built a component rather than an app. His component uses LWC and platform events to validate, clean, and import large quantities of records to the account object. From the panel, Ian loved the diversity of ideas that were being presented and probed Clyde on what next steps he had in mind. Sadia appreciated Clyde's approach and felt it was a solid way to ensure that data stays clean when uploaded. Watch Clyde's demo here. Screenshot of code that Clyde used for his component. Gratitude and thanks. We want to thank all of the developers who shared their app demos at the demo day. It takes a lot of skill and courage to present something you build, and we applaud all the participants who presented their work. We're also grateful to everyone who participated in the ASEAN Developer Challenge. It was our first initiative in the region that solely focused on Salesforce developers and our trailblazers. We have learned a lot, and we hope to use what we have learned to keep inspiring you to build amazing solutions using the Salesforce platform.